It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Well, good morning. 7:30 news time here on this Saturday, March the 22nd. Brian Dustin with a check of your news. Right now in Effingham, 37 degrees. We've got a pretty decent day ahead and a chance of some rain tonight into tomorrow. We'll run through a full check of your forecast coming up. Well, first of all, a couple of items from the state level on the news side of things. We mentioned this once late yesterday, but we want to remind people that Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Janulius' office is now accepting applications for their third annual summer job program. They've got around 150 positions available for college, trade school, graduate school students, or graduating high school students who are enrolled in college or trade school this fall. Job offerings include working in one of the 25 departments in the Secretary of State's office or at a DMV. Along with building job and people skills for students, the program bolsters the office's customer service efforts, which are needed during the busy summer months. Available positions include working in the Secretary of State's office, of course, in Chicago, as well as surrounding suburbs, but maybe a little closer to those of us here with offices in Springfield and downstate facility locations. Under the program, college and trade school students earn $17 per hour, and specific contractual intern positions for graduate or law school students earn $25 an hour. Interested applicants can apply at ilsos.gov/summerjobs and must submit a resume application and cover letter explaining their interest in working at the Secretary of State's office. Summer employees can begin their employment as early as May the 12th of this year. Also, a little bit of good news to our north. If you're a Lincoln site fan, well, good news for you. The New Salem State Historic Site is now slated to receive an infusion of funding to perform major repairs following the work of State Senator Steve McClure from Springfield, Representative Wayne Rosenthal from Morrisonville, and members of the Lincoln League volunteer organization that will hopefully draw attention to the condition of the site. Senator McClure said, quote, "I am proud of our work secured funding to make desperately needed repairs at the site. This is an important step towards restoring what is one of the most important historic sites in the country. People come from around the world to tour the Lincoln sites in our great state, and this will help us to showcase the site where President Lincoln began his career in public service," end quote. Representative Rosenthal said, "I would like to thank the Department of Natural Resources and the Capital Development Board for prioritizing funding to make desperately needed repairs. The funding provided ensures that future generations will be able to experience the place where Abraham Lincoln lived, learned, and became one of the nation's greatest leaders." The announcement follows recent press conferences and media tours put together by the representatives to raise awareness of the conditions of many of the structures on the site, including collapsed roofs, structural issues, and to a failing elevated pedestrian walkway. And McClure and Rosenthal are also working to pass legislation designed to help preserve the long-term sustainability of the site. Again, several Senate bills now running through the legislature. Also, a reminder that the Get Covered Illinois has joined 18 other state-based health insurance marketplaces to issue a joint letter to congressional leaders emphasizing the value to Americans of the enhanced premium tax credits set to expire at the end of this year. Yeah, many of you may be hearing this again during your tax preparation about those enhanced premium tax credits. The letter set by Get Covered Illinois, coordinated by the National Academy of State Health Policy, urges Congress to take action to extend the credits, citing their critical role in helping Americans afford health coverage. A record 24 million Americans, nearly 466,000 of whom are Illinoisans, enrolled in healthcare plans throughout the marketplace for 2025 plan year. The Get Covered Illinois director Morgan Winters said, quote, "These tax credits are critical to ensuring health insurance doesn't become unaffordable for Illinoisans. On average, Illinois residents saved $540 per month on health insurance costs last year thanks to those enhanced subsidies. Allowing these tax credits to expire will have real economic and health-related consequences for Illinois communities. The signers urge Congress to act quickly as insurers are in the process of developing next year's plans, and uncertainty around the extension of the credits could lead to premium hikes, resulting in unnecessary costs for consumers and taxpayers. And a little closer to home, a couple of meetings here recently. The most recent one was back on the 20th, so a couple days ago, at Cumberland County. They had their regular meeting of the Cumberland Unit Number 77 Board. They discussed many things related to the past season, including how the math team did very well at Eastern Illinois University's math contest, and how the 8th grade recognition will be held on Wednesday, May 21st at 6 p.m. in the new gym. They also, speaking of upcoming events, though, want to remind people there that the kindergarten pre-registration process will begin on March 25th. To pre-register for Cumberland, please visit the website or Facebook page of Cumberland Unit 77 or contact the office at 217-923-3135. And they had a lot of other business at the meeting, a full 7 pages of notes, I see. But we'll just tell you they also accepted the resignation of Ashley Harmon, and also for Samara James' resignation. They also voted to accept Carol Weiskop's letter of retirement at the conclusion of the 2029 school year. And they also voted to employ Lisa Harris as a special ed teacher. Also, one other quick note regarding here in Effingham, Unit 40's Board of Education will be meeting this Monday at 6 p.m. for their regular board meeting. Just a couple of notes on there. They'll be looking into renewing their IHSA membership. They're looking to move forward with the purchase of cybersecurity upgrades. And they'll be looking to amend the calendar for the 2024-2025 school calendar due to the use of the 2 emergency days, I'm guessing due to weather situations, but that all to be discussed at the 6 p.m. meeting this coming Monday. Let's take a break. We'll come back with local obituaries next.
Save up to 50% at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend only at the Thelma Keller Convention Center. Browse the largest display of hot tubs, cold therapy tubs, swim spas, and saunas in the region from major brands at up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, therapy, and fun all year long. Immediate delivery is available and every floor model must go. Financing is available and show admission is free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Thelma Keller Convention Center in Effingham. Visit thehottubshow.com. That's thehottubshow.com.
The Effingham Performance Center will welcome the Drifters, the Platters, and Cornell Gunners Coasters to the stage Friday, March 28th. One night, one ticket, 3 bands. Spend a nostalgic evening going back in time with the 3 of the world's most beloved musical groups.
This magic moment, unbearable.
The Drifters, the Platters, and the Coasters, Friday, March 28th at the EPC. Purchase tickets at the EPC box office or at Ticketmaster.com/EPC. Show sponsor, Patterson Products.
News time now coming up on 7:39. Let's check local obituaries into the newsroom. A celebration of life for 84-year-old Carolyn Klenick of Toledo will be Sunday from 1 until 3 p.m. in the American Legion in Neoga. Again, that celebration of life for Carolyn Klenick of Toledo held tomorrow from 1 to 3 at the Legion in Neoga. And one update on an obituary we've had for John Michael Baker, graveside military rights and interment for John Michael Baker, 69 of St. Peter, will be Monday at 2 o'clock. And there's been an update that will be at St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery in Sigel. So again, for Baker's interment and graveside military rites, that'll be at 2 o'clock at St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery in Sigel. That updated information. And finally, a celebration of life for Clara Brown, 73, of Watson, will be this morning at 11 o'clock at Watson Baptist Church in Watson. Again, a celebration of life for Clara Brown of Watson will be this morning at 11 at Watson Baptist Church. Now, taking a look at your weather forecast, well, we've got a sunny day in store for us. Looking at eventually a high near 55 with west-northwest winds up to 13 miles an hour, maybe some gusts to 23. However, changing to a cloudier forecast tonight as showers and possibly a thunderstorm are 80% likely, mainly late tonight with a low of 40. Winds out of the south-southeast could gust to 22 miles an hour, and we could receive up to a quarter of an inch of rain. Unless you get a thunderstorm, then you might get more than that. On Sunday, that goes up to a 90% chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm, high near 59, expecting amounts of precip between a quarter and a half of an inch of rain, and still kind of windy, winds possibly gusting to 31 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of 38, back up to 56 on a sunny Monday. Next chance of rain appears to be Monday night, late in the nighttime with a low of 38. Still an early chance of rain on Tuesday, then a high near 58. Temperatures eventually getting up to around 72 by next Friday. We've got 37 degrees right now in Effingham. That's our new morning low with a west wind at 10 miles an hour. That wind chill feels like 30. Yesterday's high, by the way, was 60 degrees. That's been a check of news.